Aloha.
Aloha. This is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And you're welcome.
And you're welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to the Girl Meets Girl podcast, episode number 96.
96.
Oh, you wouldn't know it. You'd think this is one, but we're still trying to,
we're getting back into it.
On the podcast train. So coming up in this episode, what do we have? Where's our little notes on that little piece of paper? Oh, okay. So we have some gay stories for you. And we don't mean just happy. We mean gay.
We have a new song that you're hearing in part.
That's
You'll hear
right.
more of the song later. We have a brand new contest to win the CD that you are hearing. And we also have an update from Cumin.
That's right. Why having cumin is better than having a dyke.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what kind of dyke, I guess. And also adventures and misadventures in gardening from Farmer Toast. So stick around.
We're back.
Okay, once again, this is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And we thank you for bearing with us. We took the past couple of months off the air.
I think it was almost 3 months.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
Off the air. Because, you know, wow, we realized we needed a break too. We never took a break.
But, you know, we really weren't taking a break.
Well,
other things have happened.
Yeah, we won't bore you with all those details.
We won't.
But anyway, so bear with us as we get our podcasting legs back. Mm-hmm. They're a little
our
wiggly.
Podcasting groove. Get yeah. that groove back on. Yeah. And, you know, we do have a brand new website.
Girlmeetsgirl.net.
Yes, girlmeetsgirl.net.
Type that in.
And it is a work in progress, but we're happy to have it where it is just right now. We are going to have a lot more things in the store and all of the blanks on that website, we're going to fill them in. But right now, we're happy to have started up our Amazon bookstore that is filled currently with books that we've mentioned in the past.
And then some.
We will continue to add books to it as we remember. Like, oh, yeah, we did talk about that certain book. We'll add that. And also any new books that we come upon that we think that you might enjoy. But definitely they are all books that we recommend.
And we like the authors.
Yes.
Basically, we wanted to create a place online for listeners to go to for resources that we have mentioned on the podcast. Mm-hmm.
So Toast actually found this great program where we can actually create a community.
Yeah.
So on the website, you just click community. But why don't you explain more about what that's about?
Well, because So the reason, one of the big reasons that we took some time off from recording shows was because we wanted to create this online resource for listeners to go to. And then I'll just speak for myself. I got kind of overwhelmed because I was like, man, you know, for every single thing that was mentioned in the past episodes over the past, it's been a long time, like 3 years we've been doing this podcast, you know, to list every single thing from there and categorize it, because we talk about not only Hawaii, but vegetarian stuff and
animal stuff,
spirituality, gay stuff, to have a comprehensive listing, that I just got overwhelmed. And I thought, well, you know what? The listeners are so good at helping each other out. So let's just have a place where the listeners can go to and list and contribute and build the resource, the listing of resources themselves. So I set up a Girl Meets Girl community using Ning.com and that service. So join us because we're lonely there. But yeah, it's just a place where you can go in and post, you know, your favorite places to eat in Hawaii or where you think you should go to visit when you're in Hawaii, and hints about, you know, books about being gay and Christianity or vegetarian stuff or animal stuff.
But we're really excited about our new website, and we had some help in designing the, what is that called? A banner?
Yeah, the banner, artwork. Yeah. And the whole, all the CSS was done by Jung. So thank you so much, Jung.
Yes, thank you.
That was a big help.
He's a podcast listener. Mm-hmm. And also, we updated our McKenna music site, too. Sorry for the lawn mowing that is occurring right across the street.
I wonder how loud it is to them, because it's really loud to us, but I don't know how much the mics are picking it up, but there's like a farting weed whacker. Doesn't
what?
It sound like it's farting every so often? It's like...
All right.
Okay, so yeah.
Okay, so that, right?
Okay. All the updates.
So just check it out, and we'll let you know when we start adding more things. We'll have a blog up eventually, and just more things, and we're so excited about it. So we close the door. I think the lawn mowing is... Oh, did he stop?
I think the lawn has been finished getting her good.
Okay, anyways. So a lot has been going on. Michael Jackson passed away. Everyone knows that. That's not any new news to anyone.
The whole world could not have missed that.
Right. But we were very sad. Really, really very sad.
We were in a neighborhood restaurant eating. What were we eating? Simon.
I was having vegetable tempura and you were having that cabbage something or something.
Oh, yeah. That salad. Cabbage mm-hmm. salad.
Yeah. And we heard it on the radio station they were playing in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we could not believe it. And it was, everyone was affected by it in some way. And don't worry, we're not going to go talking all about it. But, you know, he is really important to me in my history. And I love him. And... so I was just totally heartbroken and mm-hmm. watched the memorial services on TV mm-hmm. And just cried so hard. My forehead felt bruised for the next 2 days. And so we were just shocked.
We put in applications to get tickets for the memorial service.
Right, we did.
That they had at the Staples Center, but we didn't. We weren't picked in the lottery.
We weren't picked.
To get that.
But of course, I asked Toast to print out the rejection letter saying that we weren't. I don't know what it's called. It's not a rejection letter, but just a letter saying that, you know, you weren't picked, but thank you for registering and all that, to add to my extensive Michael Jackson collection. So, you know, and the amazing thing is that I collect Michael Jackson things because I just love him. And I have been doing this since I was 12 years old. And, you know, people would tell me as my collection grew and grew, you know, when he passes away, that's going to be worth so much. And whenever I would hear that, I would just be like, yeah, whatever's
right.
Never
right.
thinking that it would be so soon.
Right.
You
yeah.
know? But of course I'm not parting with any of it, but mm-hmm. I did, his passing did, make me take everything out. I had to look at everything. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so, but anyways, so we were very right there when all that was happening. And we are planning to go see his movie. There is a Michael Jackson movie coming out, if you don't know. And the movie is basically a documentary of sorts of all the rehearsal footage of his This Is It tour that would have happened this month, actually. Mm. So they're piecing that together and creating a movie. And the funds are going to the Michael Jackson Trust Fund. But the opening is October 30th, I believe. And so we're going to try with all our might to go to that yep. and be crazy fans and sleep on yep. the street or whatever yep. needs to happen.
Well, I don't think that's happening.
Well, I may do that and save you a spot, Toast. I will do that for you. Okay. But anyways, okay. So on to some gay talk.
Yes.
Okay.
A And that was your token stereotypical gay music for our gay section.
Is that gay music?
Bow, bow. Chicka, bow, bow. Okay.
That's porn.
Well, you know, unfortunately, in a lot of unenlightened people's minds, those two things are not too far apart.
All right.
Okay. But we're here to kind of try and break that stereotype. Right?
Right.
Okay. So what are we talking about with gay stuff? Okay.
So I was on Facebook.
Yay. Okay.
And I saw that our queen, Diane, she went to a concert with Kathy, her wife, and they went to see Amy Ray at the Beachcomber. And I was so jealous because it sounds like they got to stand pretty up close to the stage, and they also were able to get Amy Ray's autograph on Kathy's guitar.
See, now, for those of you who are not gay, you're going like, who's Amy Ray?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, this is what is so intriguing about the whole lesbian subculture. It's like, if you're in the lesbian subculture, you know Amy Ray. You know who Amy Ray is.
Well, okay, hang on. Hang on, Toast.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so here we go. This is the back story.
Okay, so some of you might know this story because we told it in part maybe in the...
Who knows? 2.5 years ago?
100 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you see that thing fly
on
me?
Yes, I saw a little bug land on your forehead. I don't know. But I think you'll survive.
Okay.
Should we tell everybody who Amy Ray is for those who might not know?
Go ahead.
All right. If you have not heard of Amy Ray, you might have heard of the Indigo Girls. Even if you didn't hear of their music, you may have heard their name. They've been around for a long, long time. I think 20 years now. They do folk rock music. They're both gay.
But they're not together.
And they have a huge, loyal lesbian following.
Mm-hmm.
So Amy Ray is one of the members of the Indigo Girls. The other member is Emily Saliers. Mm-hmm. There's your... Now you know enough. Now you have enough to go on.
And Amy Ray is more of the rock person?
Yes.
In the duo?
Yes.
And she is the...
She's the yang. Yes. She's a fiery energy.
Yes. And she is the rhythm guitarist.
Yes.
Of the duo.
Yes.
So anyways... All lesbians should really know about the Indigo Girls because it is sort of the prereq, wouldn't you say?
I think it's part of the musical aspect of the culture.
Okay. So anyways, now again, I have to say that part of the story might be a repeat, but we are bringing it up because of the whole thing that Diane was talking about.
Right,
and
because
I was
of
just
Diane.
Feeling jealous.
So blame Diane.
But I guess when I first met Toast... I had not even heard of the Indigo Girls, and it was pretty much a shame because I had been lesbian all my life, really.
And a good one.
Yeah, I was a good
With
lesbian.
That one major Indigo Girl-less flaw to mar your lesbian.
My track record.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't remember, but it was 2001. And I had not even heard of them. Okay. So it is what? 2009? So I've only known of them for these past 8 years. And I had lived so many more years prior without knowing them. And I was a lesbian. I am a lesbian. And I did not know them. Okay. So this is what happened. So when Toast and I were first getting to know each other, she sent me some music. She sent me, it was a compilation. And it was pretty heavy Indigo Girls on it, plus a bunch of other artists, which I really enjoyed. But I have to tell you...
Including some Christian artists.
That I still currently enjoy, okay? But anyways, when I first heard them, I have to give you my honest feedback and tell you that I went, what? Because...
What is the subtext of that?
I was feeling like they're not, I wasn't enjoying their blend. I wasn't enjoying their vocal tones. I wasn't into the lyrics because for me, my ear goes first to vocal tone. It goes to harmony and then it goes to the melody of the music. My ear is just, that's what it likes first. Then it goes to, okay, what is this song about? Where Toast goes to the lyrics and what is this song telling me? What's the story? So for me, I really had to go, okay, let me, because it was Toast, I was like, okay, let me give this another try. So I played it again. And I was like, oh gosh, I have to put it down. So then I picked it up again and I went, okay, let me try again. And then as I listened to it more and more, I was like, okay, wow, this song is about, and I really had to search for it. I had to train my ears to listen to all those other parts of the music that I don't gravitate towards immediately. So I did that. And thank God for me, one of the songs on the compilation that she sent me was the song Crazy Game, which I have to tell you that that song from the get-go, I immediately loved because I loved the music. I loved the melodies in it and the harmonies in it. And I love the style of the song, which was a little more jazz,
very jazzy. Jazz. Yeah, very
and I
jazz.
Loved that. And so because of that one saving grace song, that which is funny because not many people know it.
It's so not representative of their style.
I just kept listening and tried to give the other songs a chance. And I knew how important they were in Toast's history when she was first coming out. So I was like, okay, just try. And so so I have to tell you that I did become a fan.
Okay.
I've talked so much, so go ahead.
Well, okay, we wanted to share all of this with you because we think as people who are listening to a podcast called Girl Meets Girl, you'd be able to appreciate it. And okay, more Amy Ray though, because of Diane. Diane, okay. Who is a faithful and loyal and extremely valuable listener. Okay, so because see, she's contributing to the content of this episode just by a simple comment about going mm-hmm. to the concert.
And my comment to her post was, I am die ing.
Because Sienna has some kind of thing with Amy Ray.
Well, wait.
We're going to back up.
Come on.
We're going to back up and explain that a little.
Okay. So Toast's ex-girlfriend was just in love and lust and everything under the sun for Amy Ray.
Well, apparently a lot of lesbians are.
Yeah, but you know,
Amy Ray seems to be like the sex, you know, the sex rocker person of the Indigo Girls. Seems to be. I'm not hot.
Well, yeah, there's only two of them. Well,
I'm personally not hot and heavy into the whole Indigo Girls like fan scene and everything like that, but that's what it seems to be like to me. So I kind of tried to educate Sienna about that aspect mm-hmm. of the Indigo Girls before we both went to see them mm-hmm. at the Orange County Fair.
And it was my first time seeing them.
In 2002, mm-hmm. right? The year that I moved up to California.
But wait.
Oh.
So when Toast told me that her ex was just all in love mm-hmm. and lust, I was like, what? That was my reaction.
Right, like, right.
What? But I'm not shallow. I really am not shallow.
I know.
I was just like, really? What? So we went to see them.
Okay. And then your reaction was, she's wearing plaid pants.
Okay, now plaid pants. Now we discussed in a past episode plaid shorts being a dyke staple,
but Amy Ray is such a full-on dyke that she wears plaid pants,
right?
Not just shorts. She goes the whole way with
and
the
they
pants.
Were fitted.
Okay, so ruler of the plaid pants. And then you gotta oh man, her voice, right?
Yeah, her voice.
So we're going to play just a little snippet of that song that just spoke to you, right, well, Sienna?
Well, okay, wait. We have to back up. We're saying this whole story out of the order.
Well,
it's a
long time ago. So
Okay, plaid pants. And my eyes were dying in a not so good way. I was like, what? Plaid? And I couldn't get over it because I'm very visual. And she had a rocker t-shirt on, a black t-shirt, which was fine. The t-shirt was fine.
I don't even remember what else was there. I just remember plaid pants.
But thank God my ears were working that night. And my ears, you know, they overrode my eyes. And I walked away from that concert going, there's something about her. I get it. Okay. But then I really got it when Toast gave me their new CD at the time, which is called Become You. And the first track is an Amy Ray track. And I went, oh, I get it.
Well, I guess that I was lonely. That's why I called you on the phone. Was in a moment of forgiveness. I didn't want to be alone. And I guess that I was willing.
More than I so Vlad has the voice.
Plaid has a voice. And, you know, the picture that, if you're on the Girl Meets Girl podcast website, the picture that is up there is actually a picture that Toast and I took at that concert. You know, those photo booths that you go in and you just like, whatever, and they're taking like four shots at once or whatever.
Right. Those little strips.
Yeah. So that's actually the picture we took at that concert.
We're scanning it and pinning it.
So that's just some info. And we weren't together then.
Right.
In case you're wondering. We were in denial. All right.
We weren't in love. We were in denial.
Okay. All right. So let's see.
So thanks for indulging the Indigo Girls talk.
Yes.
What is next?
What about some cumin?
Why having a cat like cumin can sometimes be better than having a dyke. Well, it depends on how comfortable your dyke is with
spiders
and insects.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So the other morning, it was about 5:30, maybe about 5:30 in the morning, pretty mm-hmm, early, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I walked out the front door to feed the cat that comes to visit us. Walked right into, now my face, okay, into a freaking spider web.
So I'm in the kitchen.
And wait, I saw like almost a dime size darkness from the right corner of my eye.
A split microsecond before the sticky cobwebs were in your face?
Were all over my face and head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was in the kitchen, which is near the door, and I hear... That's what I hear. So, of course, I turn around very quickly and I see Sienna doing a little dance, and she's hitting herself in the head and the hair, and
my glasses go flying.
She's
off.
Bending over, and then I look down and I see some what I think are twigs. So I tell her, "Oh, it's off. It's just twigs," because the twigs are lying on the ground.
I'm not afraid of twigs.
But they're not twigs. It's her glasses. I couldn't tell they were her glasses. I wasn't seeing the whole entire thing. I just saw the ear parts, right? And then she's telling me, no, there was a spider. And get it off of me. Make sure it's off. You know, but so I'm looking at her. I'm like examining. I don't see anything. But
see, Toast is standing there, like not even in the flurry of it. and like dusting me off with a vigor. No, she's just standing there kind of going, okay, well, turn around. I'm like, hello.
I'm not dancing with her. Well, first what I did was I went around the room and stuff, and I turned on all the lamps and lights that we have because it was still pretty dark, and we keep it dark in the house. You know, we don't turn on all the lights, just enough just to see. So it was still pretty dim. So I was going, turning off, you know, I had to turn on like 3-4 different little lamps to get as much light as we could so that I could see if there was something.
When he could have been biting me already.
Yeah, but and then I came back and she was still making sure that there was nothing on her. So she bent over and I went through her hair and looked, and I couldn't find anything. But Kumin was there, and Kumin arrived.
Okay, so Kumin.
And Kumin was on the lookout.
Kumin. Okay, normally her morning routine is she's, you know, at that time, she is in sleep heaven. On her blanket, sleeping. She, as soon as I screamed, she came out and was like, what is going on?
Let me handle this.
And she was so strong. She was just sitting up a little taller. Her stance was a little wider. And she was looking for it.
That's right. Her eyes were just scanning the carpet.
Scanning
all along the front door area.
Where the scream occurred. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even after we walked away, because we were satisfied, like, well, we didn't see any spider on Sienna. We didn't see any spider in the house. So we're just going to move on with the day as best as we can. You know, I continued with the dishes. Mm-hmm. But Kumin stayed right there, and she's kept
right there
looking.
Just in case.
Because she not only would deal with the spider, she would eat it.
She would eat it for a snack.
And no dyke is going to do that for you. But she didn't find it. We didn't find anything.
She didn't find it.
So I don't know what happened with it. I don't know. It has not resurfaced.
Ugh.
I did walk into the same skunk spider web later that day, though.
You would think it would have just been gone. But anyways. Okay, Kumin is doing great. She does have a new squirrel friend. We named him Shepherd. And he comes by her window where the bird feeders are. And he steals bird food from the feeders to have a little snack. And Kumin is used to doing the bird watching. But she can tell when Shepherd's around. She will just get up and jump up on the chair to be right by the window to see him. So she has a new friend, and we're really happy about that.
And the bird feeders are providing some added excitement that we had not anticipated, because mm-hmm. all these little finches come and, you know, mm-hmm. eat. But then a week ago or so, like this big ass bird comes down by the window too. And then you hear all the little finches just freaking out. And it turns out there's a freaking hawk.
There's a hawk
coming to eat the finches.
Yes.
Like, it's the food chain happening right outside the window. And we were kind of freaking out because the hawk was like trying to go in. There's a tree right next to the window where all the finches basically live. Mm-hmm. Seems so anyways, right? Yeah. They just hang out. That's like their apartment. And then the hawk was just like being Godzilla, going into the bush and
Godzilla
trying to get them. So we were like, oh no, let's chase the hawk away.
Yeah.
And
Oh my God.
But that hasn't happened since, though. That was just one time.
I've seen the hawk before.
You've seen him before?
But this was a long time ago.
I thought it was kind of cool.
I did not think it was cool because he's eating the little birds. Okay. Anyways.
All right, we're going to take a little break, a little musical interlude, because we need to relax.
Cover.
Yeah. So this is from a brand new release from an artist named Kawai Kapua Kalani Hewitt. We've mentioned him before. He's actually a very well-respected kumuhula from Hawaii. And the name of the new album is Ho'ola Ikapoli, and this track is called Te Tiare no Tahiti.
Te Tiare, Te Tiare no Tahiti. tiare no ano ata uihere aue te tiare no tahiti te tiare no ano ata uihere te tiare no ano ata uihere te pua ui oe ele I makamai he ipo o nauna pili poli e aue te pua ui oe ele makamai he ipo o nauna pili poli e
So that other beautiful voice you heard on that song is actually his daughter, Ula. His daughter, Ula. And this CD was actually released in July, I believe, was the official release month for it. And you can also purchase it if you're interested in doing so on iTunes, of course. But you can also go to dhcdesigns.com, dhcdesigns.com, and you can purchase it there. But we are giving a copy of this CD away for our contest.
Okay, so we're going to do a drawing. And everybody who goes into the drawing will get there because we're going to take whoever posts a comment to this episode's show notes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take everybody who becomes a follower of us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put everybody who does either of those things into a hat and we'll pick somebody's name in the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Easy way. Easy to enter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you might win without even knowing you entered.
Right.
If you were not paying attention. Okay. So more,
well,
circle of life things.
We really have reunited with our love of raw foods. We've taken advantage of the summer months to enjoy such fresh produce. It's been just wonderful, hasn't it?
Yes. And we received as a gift a sprouter, like a sprouting jar.
A sprouter.
With some starter alfalfa seeds. And we love alfalfa sprouts.
We love them.
And I have, for a long time, I've been wanting to just get more used to and more educated about growing vegetables and herbs and our own foods like that. Because, you know, I'm kind of a hippie like that. So I've been growing sprouts and that's been going well. But we also received a tomato plant and we were told it was heirloom tomato. And that's not going so well. I thought it would be easy because I thought it was just, you know, just put it in a pot with soil and water it.
But we bought the wrong soil.
Well, you know what I think it was? Is that the soil wasn't loamy enough. Like it was too dense, not enough air in the soil, I think.
Yeah, but you would think
I discovered that after it was too late.
Soil.
Yeah, right? You would think. You would think. But it's not so easy.
So our heirloom tomato needs help.
Yeah. But it's amazing because it is. What happened was that it would start growing and it would look really good. And then the leaves would get brown and fall off.
Aww.
And then another part would get really good and then the leaves would get brown and fall off. So I was like, I don't know what's happening. But I kind of not gave up, but I thought, well, I'll just not stress about it and let it go. And then right now it's at the base of the plant, it's growing green leaves again. So maybe I'll take a picture and post that.
Yeah, that's interesting, huh? Yeah. Why is it doing that? But toast sprouts are doing wonderfully well. Good. This is like your fifth time making them?
Yeah.
They're actually wonderful. And
for a while there,
she was paying more attention to the sprouts than me.
How are my sprouts doing?
First thing when she wakes up, she's rinsing the sprouts.
Let me rinse the sprouts.
Not even good morning. Rinsing the sprouts. Putting the sprouts on this side. Putting them, shaking them up.
Drain them.
Oh, my God.
Cover them with a towel.
But it's okay because I get to eat them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope all of you enjoyed our first episode back on track with the podcast. We're really enjoying being back. And we would like to know from all of you, what do you want us to talk about? Let's start a clean slate here. We're taking requests as far as some future podcast topics and discussions and things like that. So let us know. You can email us at mail@girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com. But also, please, when you get a chance, check out our brand new website, girlmeetsgirl.net. There's no podcast in there. Now, can they go to our website from the podcast show notes?
Yeah, I'll set it up so that.
Okay.
There'll be some links somehow.
And you can click on our links to join Twitter and Facebook and all that jazz and stuff. And also visit our McKenna site too. Not a lot has changed, but just a nice facelift for the McKenna site, basically. We'll work on the content when we can get to that. But, oh, yeah, we did forget something.
Well, what? What?
Coming up this weekend, we have a gig.
Oh, duh. That's right. Oh, my gosh.
You know, we're not doing too many public gigs these days. We're actually waiting until we have something stronger to promote, you know, something fresh, get out there. So right now we're doing more private gigs. But we did want to do this next gig, which is for Women on a Roll. And Women on a Roll is an organization, social organization for women.
Code word for lesbian.
By Andrea Meyerson, who was also the producer of the event that we participated in that was on MTV Logo for the Women's Festival. So they are celebrating their 14th annual...
It's their 14th anniversary party.
14th anniversary party.
And it's going to be on the beach at Long Beach. And it's a full-on event. I mean, they have the cocktail hour... The cocktail hour, then that begins at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Then they have a full dinner with a hula show and then dancing.
Dancing.
So for members, it's $55. For non-members, it's $65. Mm-hmm. And if you join or renew your Women on a Roll membership,
it's free.
In July or August, wow. Okay, you only have a little bit of time. But if you do that by the end of August, then your admission is included with your membership. Mm-hmm. So it's
and
pretty awesome.
The great thing is that if you are a drinker, if you are, it's open bar.
It is?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
For that price. I think that's good.
Okay.
You know, and
So their website is womenonaroll.com. Okay. And we're going to be playing the what we're doing is the background music and stuff during the cocktail hour, starting at 5:30.
Yeah.
So we'll play while you drink.
All Hawaiian music.
Yes, all Hawaiian music.
Alrighty. So have a great week, everyone.
And thank you for listening. And we hope this podcast is a source of encouragement to you.
Yes.
Aloha.
Goodbye.